whatever you're imagining Black Friday is like at a Walmart, think of it like 20 times that. It's insane.
This Christmas time, we continued our tradition and interviewed Claire, this year's English language assistant. She answered questions about her life in USA, her stay in Austria, and gave us some facts about Christmas time in the US.
Hello and welcome. Thanks for taking your time to answer some questions. Would you like to introduce yourself first?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Claire. I'm the English teaching assistant here at the Gymnasium in Jüttenberg. Yeah, and then who am I introducing myself to?
We have like a website.
Okay.
Where we post the things. If you go to the school website, you can find it. And also, I think some things are on the Instagram channel of the school.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so that's it. I'm the English teaching assistant. I'm from Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, in the U.S. I got here in September. I started working in October. Yeah.
Was it always your plan to teach English to non-English speakers?
That's a really good question. So I actually didn't really know about this as a profession until my sister studied it in university, studying teaching English as a foreign language as a certificate that she got. And then a few years ago, she was accepted into the Peace Corps to teach English as a second language in Cameroon at the time. She got restationed to Madagascar. Whole different story. But when I heard of that, I thought that was pretty cool. And then this opportunity sort of came about my senior year of university. And I just thought it would be like a really cool thing to do. I didn't always want to teach, but my senior year, I was like, I sort of started leaning towards teaching, which meant that I have to go back to school to do that. But I thought this would be a great opportunity to sort of see if I even like, you know, teaching in a classroom setting. Because I've tutored for a long time, but teaching is completely different. So,
Could you decide where you want to go? Like, how did you decide to come to Austria?
Yeah, that's another good question. So there are like lots of programs like this, especially throughout Europe. I only knew about the German one and the Austrian one because I was in the German club at university. That's part of how I learned German, was just going to meetings and like talking with people. And so I just got like an email in my inbox that was like, apply for the Germany one, apply for the Austria one. And I've been to Austria before and I really like it. So I was like, you know what? I think this would be a really good fit for me. So yeah, I didn't know that it would only be Austria or that I only didn't know that like about the other programs, but Austria was the only one I applied to.
Okay, so was this school your choice or did you get allocated to it?
That's another good question. I was able to choose what region I would like to live in, or like I was able to suggest what region I would like to be in, and I chose Steiermark because I'd traveled here before like a few times, so I thought it was, I really like Steiermark. It somehow reminds me of home, even though it doesn't look the same. I feel like the cultural attitudes are a bit similar to where I'm from. And there's also like some sort of like low-lying mountains, which I really enjoy. I like to hike a lot, so I wanted to be where the mountains were. So yeah, I chose Steiermark, and then the city itself I didn't choose, but I chose Steiermark. Yeah.
You've said you've been here before. Where do you where?
So I was in Graz when I was 18. Or 17, actually. My sister studied here, the same sister who is in Madagascar now. She studied here in 2018, and I came to visit her host family like after she left. So I went with her when she was working in Munich, and we went on a train to Graz, and we visited then. And then I came back last May to, I'm now like friends with her host sister. Like we're very, very close. And she studied in the US for some time. So over the past 4 or 5 years, like we've gotten really close. And so I visited her again in Graz, but we had traveled a bit throughout Steiermark as well, like together. So yeah, those 2 times.
How do you like staying in Austria and the school?
I think it's great. it's really good for learning German to actually be like immersed in German, even though sometimes people speak English to me outside of school. when I try German, but it's been really good for that. I really like the public transit here, which I think is a contentious topic among some students that I've talked to. But for me, I really enjoy it because I don't like driving that much unless it's on like a road trip. I really enjoy it. I like the food. I like the people. I think people are very friendly here, especially here in Jüttenberg. I feel like I've had a lot of good experiences. So Yeah, and I really like the schools as well. I've been really enjoying the classroom setting. Like I said before, this was I wanted to like, try it out. I've been really enjoying like working with students and being in the classroom.
Do you always understand the students when they talk to you in English, or do you have problems sometimes?
I think for the most part I understand. I've only had a few instances where like there was just a word I didn't understand or something. But for the most part, like this is an interesting topic actually. English speakers, I don't know if this is true for everyone because I could only ever speak to my experience like growing up in Indianapolis, and I've lived in Indiana my whole life. But English speakers and like most English speakers that I know have talked to people who learned English as a second language like a lot. And so like I have a pretty like it's easier, I think, to understand English as a second language rather than like German as a second language. So like I don't really have trouble with it. And also people have like pretty good pronunciation most of the time. Yeah, that's an interesting thing with German. I sometimes will be speaking to someone, they're like, huh? Wie bitte? I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm saying this right, but I know I'm not. But yeah.
And in your opinion, do Austrian schools teach good English?
I think so. I don't have a comparison, I guess, except for like American schools teaching English. But I'm I continue to be impressed by the students. I will say that. Like the students' ability to read, to write, and to speak and everything. Like, I'm just like, whoa. Especially with the younger students, I'm like, you're only 12. Like, how are you speaking so well to me right now? But yeah, I think it's good.
Is teaching here like you would have expected it to be?
I didn't really have expectations coming in. I had no idea what to expect. When I got the job, I was like, cool, this should be fun. But I didn't really know what I was doing until I like started talking to the teachers just a few weeks before school. And even then, I didn't have many expectations. I would say like I'm having a lot of fun, like in the classroom, especially when classes are like engaged and we do like a fun activity. Like I have a good time coming to work. Like it's fun for me. So maybe I didn't expect that. I don't know.
And do you understand the Austrian dialect?
Okay, that's a good question as well. I didn't learn German very formally for the most part. So like I took 2 years of German in high school. When I was like 14, 15. And so that was like my own. And then I took one semester in university of just like a very beginner level German course. And so that's all I've heard of Hochdeutsch is in those classes. And then other than that, I learned much through like speaking with other with other people, and speaking with like Austrian people because that's who I've met now, like because of my sister studying here and all that. So I would say like if I'm in like Graz or Vienna, like the Austrian dialect very much makes sense to my ear. Sometimes in more rural areas, there is dialect that just throws me for a loop and I have no idea. I have no idea. But because I learned a lot of German through speaking with Austrian people, that sounds like Hochdeutsch, I think, to me. Like some of my American peers, their version of Hochdeutsch is like my version of Austrian German, if that makes sense.
Did you also visit any other European countries? And if yes, which and how did you like them compared to Austria?
Like in general?
Yeah, in general.
Yeah, I've traveled quite a bit, especially for an American, because it's not so common to like travel outside of the country if you're from the U.S. But my parents really, really value travel. So when I was a kid, I went to a lot of different countries in Europe, like on two different trips. I don't remember much, so I won't touch on those. But last year, when I came here, I also spent a few weeks traveling in other countries. So I went to Mallorca in Spain, although it felt a little bit like just a tropical Germany because there are so many German people in Mallorca, which I didn't expect because I didn't know. I thought it was beautiful. I can see why it's a popular vacation spot. I also went to Florence in Italy, which was very beautiful, but I felt like there wasn't much green space. Like parks and stuff like that. Maybe I just wasn't in the right part of Florence. But I thought it was like really cool, historical. I love going into like old churches. So of course Florence is a great place to be doing that. Yeah, it was great. I've been to Germany as well. I spent like a week in Hamburg when I was 17. to visit like a friend of mine who had studied. He studied abroad in the U.S. in high school, and he stayed with my family. So I visited him then when we were older. And I thought that was also really cool. The red light district is really interesting. His family took me there. Definitely feels a little bit more American, I think, in Germany. Like the cities feel a little bit more industrialized somehow. But of course, it's always cool to see new cultures. And I've also been to Munich for a week, visiting my sister when she worked there. And I also thought it was beautiful and historical, and I think it had more green space. But apparently it's really expensive.
Yeah. Germany and like also every European country, now after the inflation and Corona, it's very expensive.
Yeah. Sometimes, like same thing in the U.S., like on the East and West Coast, it's gotten much worse. Midwest is always cheap. No one wants to live there. I can say that I'm from there.
And now coming to the Christmas-themed questions. Where are you going to celebrate Christmas this year?
I am going home. I want to go to like the Christkindlmarkts or the Weihnacht markets, Glühwein markets and stuff like that while I'm here. I'm leaving on Christmas Eve, so on the 24th, to go home. So I'll be celebrating Christmas Day with my family in Indianapolis at my grandparents' house with my family.
How do you celebrate Christmas in the United States? Like, does your family have anything special?
Yeah. So I'll say what my family does first, and then maybe I'll touch on like traditional American Christmas things. So my family, we celebrate mostly on the 24th. My family's Catholic, so we go to Mass on the 24th, and we go to my grandparents' house and we have like a big meal with everyone there. My cousins and my nieces and my brothers and sisters. There's six of us, so it's a big day. And then we have like a sibling gift exchange. So because there's six of us, we can't like buy five gifts each. That's kind of a lot. So we like pull names out of a hat on Thanksgiving to decide who buys who a gift, like a secret Santa. Except for it's never a secret, because some people can't keep their mouth shut. So then we do that exchange on Christmas Eve. And my cousin's also involved in that. And then we get gifts from our grandparents, like usually just like socks and stuff like that. And then on Christmas morning, we are all at our own house, like at my parents' house. So we all have a sleepover now that we're moved out. Like, we'll just, like, sleep on the couch because we don't have bedrooms anymore because our parents, like, were moved out. We're older now. And then, like, we open gifts from, like, quote-unquote Santa. But, like, from our parents, like, we know that now. When we were kids, we thought it was Santa, of course. And then we open those gifts and then we spend the whole day at home. And then we have, like, a big Christmas dinner again with the same people for some reason. And we have that at our house then. And there's not really like too much, I guess, tradition surrounding that. Like that's just what our family does, but I think that's sort of depends on your family. And if you're Catholic, if you don't celebrate Christmas, if you celebrate a different holiday, then that's of course different. And I don't really know what that's like. But that's also like pretty common in the US. Where I'm from is like very Catholic. So most of my friends did pretty much what I described.
And what is a typical food that is only served on Christmas in the US?
I don't know. I would say there's some candy that's only served during Christmas time. So for example, like candy canes, very typical, like peppermint hot cocoa in general is like Christmas time food or Christmas time like drinks. We don't really do like any sort of traditional food, I guess. There's also like, I don't know, cranberry sauce. It's also a Thanksgiving thing, but people have it at Christmas too. Sorry, not a great answer for that.
I think in Austria, the Christmas time starts very early. What are the biggest differences between the US and Austria regarding Christmas that you already saw?
The biggest differences? I'll say like Glühwein Market or like Christkindlmarkt even. Like I've seen them being set up. And in the US, like most cities have one, but it's not so common to like go, I guess. So for example, my city, it's like huge. like land-wise, like there's a lot of space. And so there's one market that I know of that is like 30 minutes away by driving from my house. Of course, no public transit because it's the U.S. And you can't really walk there either. It's really far. And so like you'd have to like drive and you go there. And like sometimes my family will go there, but that's not like and everyone has been to that kind of thing. Like it's like we just go because like my grandparents live near, like close by. So I'd say like that sort of like public celebration of Christmas or just like the holiday season isn't as common in the U.S. Of course, depending on where you live. But yeah, it's not so common. Also, we don't have the scary guy who runs.
Campus Love.
Yeah, we don't have that. So, like some students have told me about that. That sounds nuts to me. So we don't have that. Yeah.
And are there any other American traditions that you would think Austrians don't really know about? And also, are these traditions from your area, so from Indiana, or just in the U.S. generally?
Traditions, I guess. So in my area, like I said, like it's a pretty Catholic place. So we do like Advent, like sort of, it's sort of similar as here. Like we have the Advent wreaths and the calendars. But I guess we have Black Friday, which like, I'm sure you've heard of Black Friday, right?
Yeah.
But like, it's insane. And more than that, so like Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving, as you know. More than that, like people will go on Thanksgiving. Like they'll have dinner early so that they can go to the stores at like 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving, even though it's not like Christmas season yet. Like it's we're still on a holiday. It's crazy. People go crazy for Black Friday. Yeah, I guess that's the American tradition is buying things.
And what do you think about Austrian Christmas traditions? Do you know any? What do you think about them?
I think it's sweet. I like the idea of an advent calendar. I think it's fun. Like just sort of have that tradition as well. I also like the markets because it's a really nice place to like just go out and socialize. Like I already went to a market last weekend. That was just like it was just like Glühwein and like food and stuff like that. And it was just like everyone was there. Everyone was like socializing, getting together. I was in Klagenfurt for the weekend, so it just seemed like really cozy and like cute. And I really enjoy that like aspect, like getting together, like as a like in public, I guess, for Christmas. Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us.